morning. This is Robert Farrington from De Anza College, listening to the Hopkins Junior High School concert band here at Milpitas High School for the Music in the Park Festival. And I have some comments for you. Some pieces you're going to perform. This warm-up, use it as an opportunity, especially in the flute section, to find the pitch center. Yeah, good counter lines from the low brass. Wonderful to see all those bassoons in the group. Trumpets really try to keep your throats open like you're yawning. The second you kind of close them up, it gets kind of thin sounding and sharp in pitch. And flutes really check where you are in your head joints. There's a tendency for beginners to roll in a lot. It's easier to get the notes to come out, but what happens is you play flat and kind of a dead sound. So what I would do, just keep rolled out, and that'll keep the pitch up. Then you have when you do get above the staff in third octave, you have the ability then to roll in slightly when things go sharp. Okay, here's Country Wildflowers. Yeah, so don't hang into the quarter note rest there, low reeds, low brass, in measure, what, 1, 2, 3, measure 4. That's what we call ensemble playing, you know, that you're all agreeing on the lengths of notes. They're not bad flutes, but it is going a little sharp there on the high Ds and E flats. If you are rolled out, then you can roll in ever so slightly to bring that pitch down. Yeah, again, I'm hearing people hanging across into the rest. It's okay to release on beat 3 in measure 16, brass and low reeds, but don't hang all the way in through beat 3. Air and embouchure set after the caesura there to come in together at 23. Yeah, so flutes really, I think part of it is you're in octaves there, so the upper octave, the third octave, the first flutes are going sharp up there, the high Fs and Gs. Yeah, the French horn section is, you know, for this age group, is doing really well. There's not an awful lot of percussion in this piece, but the timpani is doing fine, and triangle bells, I'm hearing all the parts. Yeah, that chord there, I think I would spend a little time tuning from bottom up, you know, tubas and bassoons and bass clarinets, Barry sax, up to the flutes and first clarinets, that kind of thing. And also the same thing there. You know, as you play piano or pianissimo, you've got to have a lot of slow, warm air. So take the same amount of air in, breathing-wise, as you would if you're playing forte. But slow, warmer air, like you're going to get condensation on a mirror, as opposed to faster, colder air for playing forte. Okay? So that way the pitch will be better. I think it was a little unsupported, and that's why a little bit out of tune there at the end. Got to keep the air support up. Okay, so now we have our tag team conductors. So get a good ta, or do really, low brass. You want to get that G in tune, trombones. So trumpet, keep your throat open like you're yawning, and I would take the first interval there, the A to the E, and take it out of tempo and just kind of practice da-e-i-e-i-e-i. So your chops really know where to go, and you can keep the air speed going through it. See, again, right there on the A to E. Harmony to the trumpet solo, gotta match, because you're in thirds, I think, gotta match pitches, intonation a little bit better, but I think it goes back to the trumpet solo, doing some lip slurs to help build up your embouchure and get the tone quality going. Bit of a chirp. So one of the reed players getting too much tongue on the reed, more of a thud instead of a tap, that's what causes that chirp. Yeah, good job on the coming down to piano. All unison at 74. Okay. That's a little out of tune here, gang. Woodwinds. There's like an odd harmony here. Yeah, so flutes and trumpets in the octave unisons are not in tune together. And by the way, trumpets then, you know, when you're on middle D's and E flats and F's, they want to be flat, so you got to have faster air to bump them up like Arnold Schwarzenegger to get them up to pitch. Good job coming down to piano. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so hold through at 128. Don't do it with whole notes. So hold through. It seems like you're bailing out and you measure 128 people with whole notes. You can, you know, release on four to get a breath for that forte piano, that forsonda that's coming up. But don't bail out early like on beat two or whatever. And then I would take that last chord out of tempo and tune it from, you know, low brass, low reeds up to the top. And also shoot for a warmer sound too. It's kind of a little shrill. So I would think about everyone thinking about ah instead of with their in their throats for the wind players, and get a warmer in tune sound there for that last chord. But overall, very well done. I mean, it's an excellent program. The quality is good every year, and doing good music for this age group. And congratulations on a fine performance, as usual. It's great to see Mr. Conway, Mr. Flaherty, and congratulations to the parents, too, who support this program, some great students in the program. But it's wonderful to see such a great instrumentation, balanced instrumentation for a middle school or junior high school band. But, you know, keep working on the fundamentals, especially in brass, you know, the lip slurs and those kinds of things to build up your embouchures and be able to have a warmer sound. And flutes, check your the head joints, where you're playing on the head joint, rolling, kind of keep rolled out to keep the pitch up. Okay? And then you don't overblow for the higher octave. Anyway, fine performance. Enjoyed your performance today. Enjoy the rest of your day here and over at Great America, and rest of your school year. Hope these comments are helpful for you. Bye.